Hi, I'm Via Skinner, coordinator for campus communications, and welcome to HCC 360. Today, we're so happy to welcome back Kelly Pulaski, coordinator for youth programs. She is the driving force behind Camp Curiosity, which happens each summer and grows larger every year. We're going to get a preview of what's coming up for the campers this time. Let's dive in.
Well, my name is Kendra K, with two Y's. I am here with HCC 360. What's your name?
My name is Kelly Pulaski, and I'm the coordinator of youth programs here at the college.
So, today we're talking about Camp Curiosity.
Yes.
Can you explain to me what Camp Curiosity is all about?
Sure. So Camp Curiosity is the camp that we host here at the college. So it is an enrichment program-based camp, and we have been running this camp for many, many years, and we try to service the community across Harford County with full and half-day programs for children ages 5 to 17.
Is it a state-licensed camp?
It is, yes. So camps in Maryland are licensed through the Maryland Department of Health, and we go through an annual licensing process with them, and they do inspections. So we are definitely a licensed program.
So you have partnerships with Goldsmith Education, LLC. Mm-hmm. What's their primary focus, and how do their camps differ from the other half-day camps?
Sure. So they are a STEAM-based company. So they come with that expertise and the technology and all the resources for some of those really higher-end STEM activities like VEX Robotics or certain coding programs. So things that Harford County students might not necessarily readily have available to them. And so they come with that expertise, that knowledge, and they're able to deliver those programs for us.
So what kind of STEM programs do you have?
Yeah, so we offer everything from digital animation to building your own PC. We have Minecraft and Roblox camps, which incorporate some of the coding. We work with Arduinos, so a little bit of everything.
Do they have to bring like their own laptops and equipment and stuff, or is it all provided?
Everything is provided, and a lot of times they go home with some equipment as well. So one of our programs, our Makerspace Camp, they work a lot with Raspberry Pi, so they'll actually take that home with them at the end of the camp so they can continue learning and using it. So we provide everything for them for the most part, except for like our band camp. Oh, we ask them to bring their own instrument.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yes. You're also a partnership with Fundamental Youth Sports. Mm-hmm. How do they provide with their sports camps, and is it like any different from the sports camps you have here?
Yeah, so similar to Goldsmith Education, they're like experts in the field. They work with only elementary school students, so that's the program that they bring to us. And their sports mix, they have coaches that can teach different levels and skill levels of every sport. So we get a mix of kids in those programs that come from never kicked a soccer ball in their life to play on a travel team, and so they have the ability to differentiate and to really work with those kids in that program for as a half day camp. So we partner with them so that way they can have the knowledge and ability to teach all levels of athletic ability that are within that camp.
Is it all kind of sports, like pickleball?
Yeah, so they do a little bit of everything. So they definitely touch upon those like really popular ones like soccer, basketball, and baseball. But then, like you said, pickleball or any kind of gym games. And they always get out the parachute because kids just seem to love that. And what's great is here on campus, we have access to all of the athletic complexes. So it's really cool for like a six-year-old to get on a big college turf field or to step foot into our gym. Those kind of resources aren't readily available across the county. And it just, you know, makes it feel more special.
And HCC has had summer camps for quite a while. Mm-hmm. When did Camp Curiosity join in with that?
Yeah, so we switched over and kind of rebranded back in 2019. And that is where we took down everything and just minimized it. So we wanted to make sure that what we were offering was high quality. We started only hiring certified teachers to lead our programs. We got rid of lunch programs because kids, you know, needed to be able to have specialized diets. So things that weren't necessarily working, we rebranded and to Camp Curiosity. And since then, we've been growing and doubling in size every year and just constantly adding to that and really focusing on that. We are an enrichment-based program, not just a traditional summer camp. While we do have those types of programs and we do, you know, love traditional summer camps, we want to be that place where we can bridge that gap between, you know, the school year and the summer and to work with kids in an area that they love. If they want to come here and do ukulele camp, we have that. You know, they might not be able to do that in their public school. So we have those resources here.
Now, speaking of lunch, since you said they got rid of lunch, do they just not eat lunch or do they have to pack a lunch?
Yeah, so we used to serve lunch here on campus and it was like cafeteria style, but it was a limited menu. And so we had a hard time adjusting to everyone's, you know, specific dietary restrictions. So kids now, they bring their own lunch for full day day camps. And we also do have them bring a snack for camps as well, so that way they get a break. Because camp is a long day if you're here for a full day. It's 9 to 4 of just constantly moving and go, go, go. So kids need a little bit of a break. So they're able to bring their own food, and that really helps them be able to cater to their individual dietary restrictions.
And a little bit of responsibility.
Yes. Parents actually really loved it when we switched over to that, because previously it was, you know, you buy or you get nothing. And now, you know, they can provide their own. So the kids do like that.
What are some of the weekly themes that you have, and other theme enrichment courses?
So our weekly themes go with our Kids in College program and our Curious Explorers programs. And those programs are programs for kids that mainly need childcare for the summer because their parents are working. So those themes are, you know, Beach Bash, Lost in Space, Down on the Farm. And within these programs, the kids rotate through different things. They do science, they do STEM, they do technology class, they do like arts and crafts, they do PE. So it's for those kids that might not necessarily have a specific interest in one area, but they still want to come to camp and have enrichment pieces. So they get to do a little bit of everything throughout the day. So it's Curious Explorers is for our 5 to 6 year olds, so our littlest friends. And then our 7 to 10 year olds is our Kids in College program. And then we have our enrichment programs, which is separate. It's still under the umbrella of Camp Curiosity, but those are more specific camps that you're signing up to do, like forensic science, because that's your area of interest. So you don't have to, you know, rotate around to different things.
And if you're an out-of-county student, like you're not in Harford County, let's say you're like Baltimore County.
Yeah.
But you know, you're right on that line. Yeah. Can they still come to camp?
Definitely. So we do see kids from out of county and out of state. We've actually had out of country students as well. So everyone is welcome. There is a slight fee for out of county and out of state campers to come. But aside from that, you know, we do see kids from Cecil and Baltimore County, the neighboring counties. We had kids from Germany last year. And the summer before that, we had kids from Alaska come, because they're coming, you know, to visit like a grandparent that lives by, and they're spending the week with us. So it's really cool.
What about a family discount, like if you have more than one kid?
Yeah, so the college does not offer multi-sibling discounts. We do offer a tuition waiver for full-time employees that get a discount. Aside from that, there are no other discounts.
Now, I know there's been many theater and music camps for the full day has been added. Is there any other major additions that the camp offers?
Yeah, so the music camps definitely was our biggest one. We are now offering at least one music program every week of the summer. And then our next program that is really big is our Curious Explorers program that is brand new this year. We are introducing 5-year-olds into the camp. Previously, we only serviced down to 6. So 5-year-olds are an interesting age group because they might have finished kindergarten and going into first grade, or they might not have actually been in kindergarten. So they've never been to school. So it's an interesting mix of kids who are familiar with how to sit in, you know, a chair at a desk, and kids who, you know, might not have had any experience with that. So that's why we designed this Curious Explorers program, to really be that introduction, but also help them prepare for first grade if they need to be. Wherever they're at, we're able to meet their needs. And those programs, they're limited in size. So they're only 8 children for 2 adults in the room. So a lot of one-on-one attention. And it also does provide that child care for the parents, because it's a full-day program.
Now, I've seen something about Gen Cyber.
Yes.
What is Gen Cyber, and how do you register for it?
Sure. So Gen Cyber is our grant-funded program. We have been receiving this grant through the NSA since 2019. Annually, we do apply, and thankfully, they keep awarding us these funds. So it is a program that we're able to offer to students for free. It's a middle school program. Students must apply. They can do so on our website and submit all the application forms, and then the top 40 students are selected. And within the Gen Cyber program, it is focused on cybersecurity. They do everything from working with Arduinos to ethical hacking. They do drones, they code robots. So, you know, all of that kind of things that you might see in a cybersecurity career educational pathway. So it's really focused on, you know, shining a light on that career and what, you know, you need to do in order to achieve that goal of going into that career, or just exposing kids to that side of things. So we have a lot of campers that, you know, apply that might have no experience or knowledge of cybersecurity, and then they leave us and, you know, want to start signing up down the road. So it is a very competitive program to get into. So we receive applications beginning January 15th is when applications went live, and we will receive them until April 1st. And then a team of college employees will review all the applications and make a selection by May, and all the students will be notified then.
Is there like a certain process for the kids to get selected for it? So I know you said the top 40 students.
Yes. So they have to fill out an application, and with that application includes a personal essay. And so the essay asks them specific questions such as, what is your, you know, area of knowledge of cybersecurity or interest level? It asks them, what are their career goals? So really trying to get to know the student. They also need to submit a letter of recommendation from a teacher or a mentor as to why they would be a good fit for the program. Why would they benefit from the program? And then we do also ask for their most recent grade report with a B or higher average to show that they are serious, because it is an academic camp. So we want students who are here to learn. It is fun. It's all hands-on. It's very experiential, but they also need to be prepared to actually learn. It's like school, but fun.
Can I take this outside of summer camp too? So I know it's like summer camp, but that sounds really interesting.
The Gen Cyber program? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the Gen Cyber program is actually, it is a year-long program, so they have the summer camp experience, and then we do post-camp events. So we bring those same kids back on campus during the school year to do things, and so it's like continuous of learning. So yeah, it is a year-long process that they can, you know, have commitments here on campus.
And next year, will they have to reapply again?
Yes, every year they do reapply. We do give preferential to new applicants, but that does not mean that we've never accepted repeaters. You know, if they have an outstanding application and they are the top of the top, then they deserve to be here, and we definitely accept them.
What's the goal of Camp Curiosity?
Sure. So our number one goal is just to be here for the community and to meet the community needs. We are within the Division of Community Education on campus. So our goal is to be what the community wants us to be and to provide programming for the community that they want or need. So we are here for, you know, childcare needs, those basic needs of safety. And we're also here for that enrichment programs. So that way there's not a huge gap between the school years for the kids. So that way they're learning. We're here for that social interaction. A lot of our kids sign up for camps and they sign up for like an anime art class. And no one in their public school is interested in that. So they kind of maybe feel a little isolated. Then they walk into a camp where everyone loves the same thing they do. So, you know, that kind of thing is just really inspiring to the kids. So that social aspect is very important as well.
Is there any difference between like the half day and the full day programs?
Yeah. So aside from the time, so half days are 9 to 12 and full days are 9 to 4. So that really is the biggest difference between our programs. We offered the two options based off of what parents need. So some parents can't pick up in the middle of the day. So that's why we have that extended full day programming. And it's really based off of the curriculum. So some camps fit into a more of a curriculum model of 15 hours for the week of learning, and then others are 30. And so that's how we kind of decide what we put into a half day versus a full day program.
Do you have before and aftercare?
Yes, we do. So that is heavily requested by parents. So we are open as early as 7:30 a.m. and we do close at 5:30 p.m. And it's an additional $40 per student to attend before or aftercare. So it's really, really beneficial for those parents who might have a commute to like a different county or have to drop them off early for any reason. We're here for them.
Do you have any advice for parents to how to prepare for Camp Curiosity? And what should the students bring each day?
Yeah. So on our website, we have an FAQ, which is very helpful. We update that actually yearly. I take a look at all the questions that I get all year long from parents, and the most common ones I put on there. So that way parents can really have those resources. And then we also update our parent guardian handbook, which is also on our website. And that has anything from, you know, our arrival and dismissal procedures, because we are on a college campus. So, you know, it's a little bit different than a public school, to, you know, medication policies, like what can and cannot your child bring, or, you know, what do they need to bring for lunch and snacks? So all of that is in there. We try to be as proactive as possible and have all the information parents could ever want and need in there, and like what to bring, you know, what not to bring. But if there is any questions, we are always open. We have a phone and an email, and we get back to parents really quickly, so they can always contact us.
Now, I know you said medication policy. Mm-hmm. Is there like an on-site nurse you have?
Yeah. So with the college, we have an on-call nurse, and she is there to support our health program as a whole. So we annually, part of our state license is to write a health program, and it includes everything from what to do if the kid needs a Band-Aid to more serious injuries or illnesses. So she reviews that annually for us and approves it. And then she is there to write what we call health action plans. So any child who is coming in with any medical needs, whether it is that they have an EpiPen for an allergy, or you know, they have seizure disorder, she reviews their medical paperwork and then writes an action plan for our staff. So she takes that medical terminology and puts it into terminology that the regular everyday person can understand for us, so that way we are aware as the staff, so we can best assist this child if there is an emergency. So she is on call, so she reviews all of our injury and illness reports. And one great thing about the college too is that we have a public safety department on campus, which is kind of our own little mini police department, and there's always an EMT on site. So if there is ever, you know, something serious that happens, we do have an EMT that is on campus that can provide the immediate service.
Now, I know that kids are like learning all types of valuable things.
Yeah.
Can they use these resources in real life?
I definitely think so. You know, even some of our littlest camps where they're coming to do like a fairy tale camp, they're coming and not just learning academic based skills, they're learning social emotional health, you know, how to be a good friend, how to meet new friends, how to interact with teachers. So everything they learn and take away from camp, I think that they can definitely apply elsewhere.
Oh, what types of enrichment camps are there?
Yeah, so we offer a little bit of everything. So we have music camps, we have art camps, anything from drawing to, you know, painting. We have science camps, we have technology programs, video game programs. So a little bit of everything.
So thank you for joining me.
Of course.
HCC 360, and we have learned about Camp Curiosity.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You have a nice day.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks to Kelly Pulaski, student interviewer Kendra Kayla, and editor Will Thompson. For more information, email campcuriosity@hartford.edu or call 443-412-2468. I'm Vaya Skinner and HCC 360. We'll be back next month with another deep dive into amazing opportunities at Hartford Community College. Thanks for listening.